Trump trashes Ken Paxton in convention speech meant to boost his Senate chances. Trump endorsed Paxton is in a competitive U.S. Senate race in Texas with Democrat James Talerico. President Donald Trump has trashed Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton in a keynote speech on the first night of a Republican convention meant to boost his and other GOP candidates' midterm campaigns. Despite endorsing Paxton, Trump took time out of his speech in Dallas Wednesday night to poke fun at the Republican nominee in a competitive U.S. Senate race against Democrat James Talerico. Some may not like the way he dresses. "I don't," Trump told the crowd of supporters, going off his prepared speech on the teleprompter. "Although tonight he looked very spiffy in his blue suit, I must tell you. They may not like the way he talks. I can see that. A lot of people don't like the way I talk either. But we do get crowds, there's no question," Trump went on. Trump continued to insult Paxton before telling his MAGA base that the attorney general should get the Senate seat over Talerico. "He may not dress right, he may not talk exactly perfectly, and he may not be the best-looking guy I've ever seen, but you know what he is. He's the greatest attorney general in America, and he deserves to be your next senator," the president said. Trump then apologized to Paxton for his harsh comments, saying, "He'll never speak to me again, but that's okay." He also credited Paxton as one of the Republicans who fought for his wall at the southern border to prevent immigrants from illegally crossing into the country. In an August 2024 press release, Paxton's office celebrated the attorney general for preventing the Biden administration from redirecting funds away from border wall construction. "This is a final victory against Biden's attempt to defund the border wall," Paxton said in the release. "His administration illegally sought to prevent the construction of the border wall and illegally attempted to repurpose the money allocated for American safety and sovereignty, working instead to keep the border open." It's not the first time as of late that Trump insulted the way Paxton dresses, but the attorney general has just brushed it off. "I've got this sports jacket on, I love it. And we're gonna just keep going. Texas is a relatively casual place in the summer and it's hot. We adjust. We wear cowboy boots and we wear a blazer and we're all good," Paxton told Fox News last week. Paxton spoke at the convention earlier Wednesday, wearing a navy suit and red tie. During his speech, Paxton called Talerico the most radical Democrat in Texas history and asked for votes. "I need your prayers, your votes, and your support," he said. "If we lose Texas, we lose the common sense revolution." The Senate race in Texas remains tight with Talerico leading by just 3 percentage points in a recent poll. A University of Texas Texas Politics Project poll released on August 24 found Talerico with 42% of Texas voter support compared to Paxton's 39%. Trump, whose own approval rating is sinking amid a high cost of living and an unpopular Iran war, is attempting to drum up support for his party ahead of November's midterm elections with the unusual convention. Typically, the Republican and Democratic parties will host their own conventions every 4 years during the presidential election cycle. A significant number of GOP candidates and lawmakers plan to skip the 2-day convention because of prior commitments like fundraisers and weddings or objections to steep ticket prices that reportedly have reached the 5-figure mark, according to a Politico article published earlier this month. Trump is expected to give the convention's closing address Thursday night. Join our commenting forum. Join thought-provoking conversations, follow other independent readers, and see their replies. Comments. Bookmark popover. Removed from bookmarks.